I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I once asked John Updike, my favorite author, who influenced him the most. He quickly answered, Henry Green. I had never heard of this British writer, but I soon became an admiring fan of his work. Green was born near Tewkesbury, Gloucestershire, and he attended Eton College, where he wrote his first novel, Blindness. His second novel, Living, came out in 1928. After several more novels, Green published an autobiography, Pack My Bag, in 1940, and his last novel, Doting, in 1952. That was the end of his writing career. He became reclusive and died in 1973. Living, Loving, and Party Going were his most admired novels and are most often published in a single volume. I have managed to collect all of his novels except for one. During a visit to one of my favorite used bookstores, the old Tampa Bookstore, I landed a copy of his 1948 novel, Concluding. As I began reading the first page, I slid easily back into the world Henry Green created. The interaction between the wealthy and the tenants is an unending source of entertainment. Green writes in the opening paragraph, Mr. Rock rose with a groan. Crossing to the open bedroom window, he shone his torch out on fog. His white head was gray, and white reflected torchlight on the thick spectacles he wore. He shone it up and down. It will be a fine day in the end, he decided. He looked down. He clicked his light out. He found there was just enough filtering through the mist, which hung 18 feet up and which did not descend to the ground, to make out Ted, his goose, about already a dirty pallor, almost the same color as Alice, the Persian cat, that kept herself dry where every blade of grass bore its dark, mist-laden string of water. Old and deaf, half-blind, Mr. Rock said about himself, the air raw in his throat. Nevertheless, he saw plain how Ted was not ringed in by fog. For the goose posed staring, head to one side, with a single eye straight past the house, up into the fog bank, which had made all the daylight deaf beneath, and beyond which, at some clear height, Mr. Rock knew there must be a flight of birds fast winging. Ted knows where, he thought. The old and famous man groaned again, shut the window. He began to dress. He put working clothes over the yellow woolen nightshirt. The bedroom smelled stale, packed with books not one of which he had read in years. He groaned a third time. Early morning comes hard on a man my age, he told himself for comfort. Comes hard. How hard? Oh, heavy. Oddly enough, none of Green's novels sold more than 10,000 copies. He was far more popular among writers than the reading public. According to Wikipedia, Green has been referred to as a writer's writer's writer. His impressive list of admirers include John Updike, W.H. Auden, Christopher Isherwood, Eudora Welty, Anthony Burgess, and Rebecca West. Start with a trio of Living, Loving, and Party Going, and I bet you will become an admirer of Henry Green, too. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.